this is Santa Claus, and when I'm delivering toys to all the good boys and girls in Boise, I listen to Mutant Pop on the BSU Radio Network, KBSU Boise, KBSW Twin Falls.
Behemoths chain-wielding Subject: death by request on BSU Radio with Gore's story. Before that, you heard the Jack Brewer Band and Evil Twin Lunatics from their Cookie Monster. I've seen it all different ways. On the sleeve, it says Cookie Mosher. On the record, it says Cookie Monster. So, you be the judge. Anyway, that was Complication, and that was from their 7-inch. Before that, the Meat Men by request, Centurions of Rome. Jack and Dino by request, Big Seth. The Digits before that, another request, Mama Had a Skull Baby. The Heretics did Incognito. Tenpole Tudor, Throwing My Baby Out with the Bathwater. Ministry by request before that, Smothered Hope. Strangle Martin did, no, I already told you about that. You don't need to know about that. I gotta remember to draw these breaks in here. Well, it is 23 minutes after 1 on BSU Radio. The confused one is me, and I'm Mark Hanford. The unconfused one is Mr. Wise Guy himself, Tim Tate. And we're with you until 2 a.m. Hey, we still have a few of those 5,000 pairs of New Kids on the Block tickets that we stood in the freezing cold rain and watched people die for on Tuesday morning. And we're giving those to the minimum bids. Minimum bids we're taking on those is, of course, $15,000. And we do have one pair still at $15,000 a pair. But I have a feeling it's going to shoot up here to half a million, quarter of a million, three quarters of a million. Who knows? I mean, maybe we can buy our own radio station once we sell off these New Kids tickets. But they're going like hotcakes, so it was unbelievable. That's about all I can say. And it's about as unbelievable as it can get, if you know what I mean. This portion of programming is funded in part by the students of Boise State University. BSU and the YMCA are conducting an outreach for adult basic education, and the program is held every Monday night and includes GED preparation and testing. If you want more information on that, give us a call here at BSU Radio. While we are taking requests, there's about 36 minutes left in the show, and we haven't been able to find some of the songs you've requested, but we do our best. 385-3663 is the request line number. Give us a call and let us know what you want to hear. If we have it, and it fits the format, mostly if we can find it, we'll get it on the air for you. Well, there was a band from Seattle in the early days, early 80s, 81, 82, called The Farts. And people know them now because Blaine from The Farts is now in The Accused. And Duff, who is guitarist for The Farts, is, or actually the drummer for The Farts, is now the guitarist for Guns N' Roses, believe it or not. But in between The Farts and The Accused, there was another band that also had Duff in it called 10 Minute Warning. And most people haven't heard of 10 Minute Warning. I think they only had one set of recordings out, and that was on the Lung Cookies compilation LP, and the quality of this recording isn't the greatest. It was originally meant for a cassette comp. It came out on vinyl somewhere like 83 or 84, but this is off Lung Cookies, and this is also actually on the new Farts release that is some of the older stuff, demo tapes, but this was released originally under the name of 10 Minute Warning. I don't think it's the same recording. This is Buried Alive on Mutant Pop.
Yeah. people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think